Are we seriously calling Auburn overrated? Welcome in to the hump day edition of the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McClain in his reverse inception room over there in the plains. But Graham, let's just hop right into it. As I said at the top, is Auburn overrated? And it's weird to say that considering we haven't had a winning season in 5 years now, right?
2020 or 2019 was the last time we had one, yeah.
So almost 6 years now.
Maybe 2021, or maybe we went 500. I can't remember.
Yeah, I can't remember either. Now that's how bad it's been. Okay, but apparently
long enough we can't remember.
Yeah, yeah. So On Three put out a poll yesterday.
It's the AP poll.
Yeah, but AP. Yeah, they put a post out about the AP poll, rather, about the top 25 most overrated teams, and sitting at number one. No, your eyes do not deceive you. Auburn is rated the number one most overrated team this season. It's funny that Ohio State is 24th when they are just like overhyped every year, and they might do something and they might not, but that's just me.
I mean, like, they consistently make the playoffs.
Yeah, but
like, they haven't won it.
Yeah, like, they've won it one time, like, in the past couple of years. Like, I don't know. Anyway.
Hey, more than most people, let's be honest. Yeah. I'm actually kind of surprised they're on here because they have won a national championship kind of recently.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Smith and Julian Sands. So I don't know why they're on this list.
Me neither. I don't get it either. Or like, I get why Texas is on there. And honestly, if I'm doing this, they should be at one just because they get hyped up every year just to fall flat every year.
Oh, I think number two on this list should be number one. I think it should be LSU.
Oh, I agree. But as we were saying, Auburn is number one on the list. And I think it's because of all the hype that we've been getting because of Golish and the culture he's instilling in Auburn with Byron Brown, you know, following him along. You have his receivers that are there. Jordan Rogers on SEC Network during SEC Media Day said, "I'm buying into the Auburn hype. I have them going 9-3 because there's not much of a culture to instill when the defensive one was already there and the offensive one is basically coming from USF, almost said UCF, USF. So I get why people are saying we're overhyped. I understand that. But at the end of the day, we haven't had a winning season in 5 years. Oh my gosh. I don't know. It's just like, what in the world, you know? So I don't know. It's just a weird list to be on and to see that Auburn, like, I would understand if we're like in the top 10, you know what I mean, is like overhyped. I understand that, but number one, really? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I get it. Just because, like, I think people are skeptical of, you know, the USF guys translating over to, you know, the SEC, and they people obviously know that Byron is good, but I think they think because he's coming from, you know, the smaller conference to the SEC, that his numbers will shrink, you know, by itself. And so I think, like, yeah, oh yeah, there's no hype around Auburn because they have a new coach. The coach seems to be like a firecracker, and there's reasons to be like, oh yeah, Auburn's going to do it this year. And I think the reasoning behind this is people are like, well, we haven't seen many times where a coach has been able to do it in his first year. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, like, maybe a couple years down the road, Golish can finally get it done, but not his first year at Auburn, you know, his right. First big head coaching job. You saw Kurt Cignetti do it in 2 years or whatever, but I think
that's a very rare situation.
Yeah, though. For sure. And so I think that's where people are like, all right, like, look, we get Auburn, you know, they've been in the media. They've got a good quarterback. They've got a good new head coach, but let's pump the brakes on Auburn this year. I do think, like what you've said, like, we haven't had a winning record in how long. Like, I think LSU should be number one on that list, with the whole Lane Kiffin and then Sam Levitt situation. I feel like no one is overhyping Auburn except Auburn fans. We're the ones hyping it up a ton. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Can you pull that up again? Okay. A&M is at 7. I feel like every year they're overhyped. And I get, now Mike Elko is a great coach. Don't get me wrong. He is a great coach. I like Mike Elko. I just hate he's at A&M. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every year they talk about how they have like this insane roster, and they'll make a bowl game. Like, and that's it. That they're not like, they'll be like, oh yeah, they're, you know, this is the year they're going to do it. Like, they're just as bad as Texas. They're literally, and it's ironic, they all come from the same state, but they're kind of like the Dallas Cowboys of college football. It's like, this is our year. We got this. And it's like, every year, every single year. So I think they would be at 1 personally. That's just me, but I don't know.
I will say, like, I think teams that made the playoffs last year shouldn't be that high on this list. Like A&M, Oregon, Oklahoma. I think they should be. I think if you make the playoffs, then like you're not overhyped because you made the playoffs. Like that I think is hype enough or whatever. But I mean, I see what you're saying, that they're the team every year. Like they got eliminated first round of the playoffs last year, like at home. I'm pretty sure. Like I think they played Miami at home and lost. So like that does make sense, you know, there. But I feel like if you make the playoffs, you shouldn't be on this list.
Also, one more time, can you pull that up? We're, for those that can't see, we're looking at the poll. Why is Stanford considered overrated? Who is overrated? Who is overrating Stanford?
Who's even hyping Stanford up?
Yeah. What in the world?
Same with UCLA. I mean, I guess they have Nico Iemaliava, but.
Yeah, in North Carolina. Like they.
That's Bill Belichick. Yeah, that's Bill Belichick,
I guess.
They're overrated because they have Bill Belichick.
And Kansas State. I just, there's some teams.
Iowa State lost their head coach. I don't even know who the head coach is at Iowa State anymore.
And also, I don't know who's overhyping Clemson either. They're number 4 on the poll, in the top 5.
Yeah, that's just people overhyping Dabo.
Yeah, but they crap on Dabo because he doesn't use the portal. Like, I feel like most of the media is against Clemson at the moment. Yeah,
no, that's fair.
You know what I mean? So I don't understand.
He's hyping him up. And also, he's hyping up Florida State.
Yeah. What? Like, I don't know. Like, I hope I'm going blank on his name, the former quarterback that was here. Ashton Daniels. Like, I hope he does well. You know what I mean? But I don't get why Florida State's being overhyped right now. You know? That's just me. But, yeah. And then Arkansas, too. I don't really know. But, again, yeah, having Auburn.
I mean, Arkansas is very similar to Auburn. It's just, I think Auburn's situation is better.
Yeah. And USC being at 3, I can kind of see that because they think that. Because Lincoln Riley, I mean, no doubt in my mind, the hot seat at USC is quite toasty for Lincoln Riley, I think, this year. Because I think a lot of people are overhyping them because anytime, you know, he's in a situation where it's like, hey, you know, you're about to be fired, he'll turn it on, I guess. I don't know. I felt like I saw that at Oklahoma before he, you know, got the boot too. So maybe I'm tripping on that. He was at Oklahoma, wasn't he? Or am I tripping?
Who, Lincoln Riley?
Yeah. I'm sure. Okay. For some reason, I was like,
he was there with Caleb Williams when Caleb Williams was still at Oklahoma, and then he took the USC job.
That's right.
Caleb Williams followed him.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, it's just really interesting. I agree with you, Graham, though. I think LSU should, if we swap any two teams on here, I think Auburn and LSU should be swapped at least. Maybe Auburn be a little bit lower personally. But having Auburn at number 1 is very interesting.
You know, I'm actually really surprised Tennessee is not on this list.
Same. Can I be honest with you? I think we can beat Tennessee this year.
I think we can too.
Everyone's calling me nuts, and because they're having so much dysfunction on and off the field.
It's also one of their
worst quarterback
year.
Their coaches
the last couple of years.
Yeah, I agree. Their coach is on the hot seat. They couldn't find a quarterback in the transfer portal to save their life. Literally, they were like, please
complete. Joey Aguilar, and he got denied. So
yeah. So that kind of messed them up. They've had to dismiss one of their best defensive players, if I remember right. Like, what, a couple weeks ago now, or maybe last week?
I don't know.
When that happened.
The other guys got hurt.
Yeah, it's just like they have all these things happening. And, you know, obviously time will tell because we don't play them till what, like midway through the year? I believe on our schedule.
They're like, year, like 5 or 6, yeah.
Okay, so right before the midway point.
Yeah, we play, it goes Baylor, Southern Miss, Florida, Vandy, Tennessee.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're making a whole, like, Tennessee trip over there. I'm going to Nashville, then Knoxville. Wow. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't get why we're the number one overhyped team. I really don't, considering you look at what happens, you know, or at least what has happened the past 5 years.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Time will tell, I guess. I'm not sure. But you know what else is not overhyped? AUShirts.com. It should be overhyped because, and honestly, it should be hyped in general, not even overhyped or underhyped. It should just be hyped because AUShirts.com is the greatest place to get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. Like, you see some of the options on your screen. You got the FE Iron shirt. We add new styles weekly. Again, if you are going to the Baylor game in Atlanta or a home game at Jordan-Hare Stadium on the road to cheer on your Auburn Tigers or at your tailgate or the comfort of your own home at a watch party, be sure to tag me, Grandma of the Barn, if you are repping a shirt from AUShirts.com. We'd love to shout you out on the show. I cannot wait for football season. I know y'all are chomping at the bit as well for us to finally see toe touch leather. So again, go to AUShirts.com to get all your gear from all the shows at the barn. Again, that is AUShirts.com.
Also go to buyauburn.com while you're at it and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you are an Auburn business owner and want to get your business out there, then buyauburn.com is the place for you to go to get your business on an index that's full of other companies run by Auburn fans. Or if you're just a customer looking to support the Auburn fan base and the Auburn family, then buyauburn.com is the place for you to go as well to get all of your needs. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index.
Yes, please do that. Again, if you know anybody with a local business with Auburn ties, let them know about buyauburn.com. It is growing by the handfuls every single day. And if you have a loved one or know somebody that has that, those two things, you know, related to them, what's stopping you from telling them about buyauburn.com? So again, that is buyauburn.com. Graham, moving on to the back end of the show, and it kind of relates to the, you know, kind of does, kind of doesn't, to why we're being overhyped. And I think it's because of the culture that is being instilled into the football program at the moment. And that being, you know, the, you know, kind of the head of this, you know, you know, some call it the hype monster that we, you know, have going into this year is because of our new coach, Alex Golish. And there's been some videos put out this week, or I guess yesterday, I want to say. Right.
Yeah. Maybe yesterday morning.
Yeah. And one of them involves the band. He's, you know, being, you know, as you would like, it, you know, our band is one of the best in the country. You know, my opinion, this is just my opinion. Don't attack me when I say this. I think two of the best bands in college football are Auburn's and Jacksonville State's. I'm a little biased because of the whole Jacksonville State thing, but they have one. Jacksonville State's band is bigger than Auburn and Alabama's combined. It is crazy. That is a
Southern University's band undefeated.
Really?
I'll have to
look into it.
I'll send you a video.
Okay.
They're number one.
I'll have to look into it. I did see. Is it the TikTok that you sent me?
Yeah, they're an HBCU, and like I feel like they typically have phenomenal bands. Like they're so good. And they're unreal.
So anyway, he's basically, it's a video of him kind of hyping up the band and, like, you know, showing appreciation for the band. It's really cool. Really cool video, but it's also 4 minutes long, so we weren't able to get it uploaded into what we're recording on with the software. But that's not the reason why, you know, it's not really necessarily the culture.
One thing I want to add on that one real quick is, so in the video, the band director comes up and obviously thanks Golish or whatever, but he said that he had been here for 20 years and never had a coach invite him to do what they did in the team room. So if you haven't seen the video, basically Golish invited a couple of the band members and the band director, and I think the choir director and maybe a couple of choir members to the team room when they were having a practice in fall camp. And they taught them the fight song. They played some of their top songs that they played during games. They played Swag Surf for them, and the whole team starts laughing. It was so like electric. I haven't seen a team like that gel. I haven't seen Auburn guys look that like gelled in a long time. The choir director taught them the fight song, and it was a really cool thing to see. But yeah, that was that video.
Yeah, that's again something special's happening with the culture in Auburn. But the main one that I wanted to talk about, because I saw this and it blew me away, because I have not seen intensity like this from an Auburn coach in a minute. And I know everyone brings up, well, Hugh Freeze did the whole thing. Like, this means something, you know, this should mean something to somebody, because, you know, they save up just to climb to the top of the stadium to watch your tail play. Like, that's cool, but it was against Alabama State. You know what I mean? Like, that was what the hype was for. And we didn't see any of that the rest of the year because he was looking at his watch for his tee time. But anyway,
I will say this. Yeah, this video does remind me of that Hugh Freeze speech, but I think
it's more intense to me anyway.
I think they're similar in intensity. I think Golish is a little more intense here. I think they're similar in intensity, though, but obviously I think the whole culture around it is way different.
And I think that's why the media, there's been some overhypeness, if you will, from the media, you know, thus causing us to be the number one overhyped team. But we'll let you be the judge. This is the video. If you're, you know, listening, that you'll be able to hear the audio. But if you want to see the video, it's on the YouTube option. So we'll let you be the judge of that.
Guys, do I want it or do I not? Get your mind to a place where I just go. That's what Auburn is. Machine! Mindset! 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 Go! Finish! Everybody good! Yes, throw your
fours. Come on! Yeah!
I love him.
He's scared.
I love him so much.
I was like, oh, yes, sir, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just like, and granted, I'm one of these people that, you know, you can't coddle football players. I understand that, but the difference between the Hugh Freeze speech, you know, people, you know, spend their hard-earned money to watch your tail play, compared to the video we just saw, and they're constantly having to blurb out
that was one bombs. I thought about as well.
You see what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference in intensity to me.
There's a lot of redacted words, sensitive words in there, and I think that is important.
Lots of adjectives are being thrown around. Okay. Like, and full all caps, okay? And that's the thing. I like the intensity of Golish. I really do. I think Alex Golish, obviously he has not coached a game yet. I understand that. I can see the comments now, okay? I think we have a really good hire here. I really do. He has that intensity that a football coach needs to have that we have not had in a long time, okay? And I love Gus Malzahn, okay? Gus Malzahn's one of the nicest people that I have met throughout my life of being able to meet some people, okay? But as far as intensity goes, Golish is on the top of that list. He can be nice to you, but also he will scare the ever-living dog crap out of you at the same time. And that is one of those examples. So that's what, you know, it's something that I think the media sees and they're like, hey, Auburn hasn't had this in a long time, and the fans notice it. The media is starting to notice it. Thus, a lot of overhype things happening. That's where it's coming from. It's not necessarily because of, you know, and it has a little bit to do with it, but not the entirety. I think it's because of Golish and the culture that is being installed into the Auburn, you know, football program currently. That's just me, though. Yep. But I don't know. Let us know what you think. But I want Graham, what are your thoughts on that video? Like, you were kind of saying, like, I kind of see, you know, that they're having to blurb out some words, but
I love it. I think it shows that there's a fire under Golish to one. I think he wants to prove people that he belongs in the SEC and that he deserves to have this job. And I also think that he has, you know, since he's been here, fallen in love with Auburn and wants to bring, and he knows that, you know, Auburn should be at a top spot in the college football world because it has been there before and it can be back there. And I think he really wants to put Auburn back there. And so he's trying his best to light a fire under the players to show them how important it is to, you know, him to that they try to bring Auburn back, but also to this fan base. And because I think he's seen now, like, whoa, this fan base really cares about this stuff, like really cares about football, loves this place, and he wants to do them justice. And I think that's showing, and I'm really, really thankful for this hire. I think I know a lot of people right after we hired Gulch was like, what?
Yeah, like, what are we doing?
I thought we were supposed to get somewhere. Like, what is this guy? But I think, you know, if you polled people today between, you know, a week after the hire, I think 99% of the people would be like, yeah, no, thank goodness we hired Gulch. I love him.
Yeah, so. I just, man, like, it shows in the recruiting, okay? If you were to tell me he was going to do what he did recruiting-wise this offseason, before even coaching a game,
yeah, for Auburn. Very true.
And he did what he did and was absolutely trailblazing on the recruiting trail, I would have laughed. And then he did what he did. I'm like, oh my God, are we serious right now? And kind of to echo what you're saying, like, he loves being in Auburn. Thus, the players buying into that, even these recruits being like, when I was there, it felt like home.
Yeah.
People are buying in. We haven't had people buying in quite some time. That's where, you know, my optimism comes from, even though it's cautious optimism, because I don't want to get my hopes up either, because at the end of the day, I know what an Auburn fan feels like.
Yeah.
And my dad can echo that too. He could go on a rant for an hour about it. But yeah, let us know what you think about this. That video alone gets me super excited for football season. I know everyone else is. I know Graham is. Me and Graham are both just like, you know, chomping at the bit to the point we're playing just aggressive amounts of College Football 27 each and every day. I mean, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, people might be worried about us at that point, but who knows? But let us know in the comments down below what you think. Do you think Auburn's being overhyped or being called overhyped intentionally? Do you think it's, you know, because of media buy-in? Let us know your thoughts. And while you're doing that, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, hit the notification so you don't miss anything from us. If you want to follow us on social media, check out the website, follow us wherever you get your podcast. That'd be great as well. But yeah, other than that, this is, let me clarify this when I say this, because Graham scared everyone half to death when he did this, when he was going off to camp. This is my last episode this week. I am headed on a trip with my dad for work. He's got some appearances he's got to make, and me being his, I guess you can say, assistant and producer, I have to do assistant and producer things and make sure he has what he needs for these meet and greets. So I will be in Huntsville with him. If you're in the Huntsville area, come and say hello to dad, because he will be at the Giga Parts in Huntsville doing a meet and greet on Friday. So that'll be a lot of fun. So can't wait for that, but can't wait to be back. Going to miss you guys, and Graham's going to hold it down and hopefully have some.
Trying to get a familiar face on here.
Yeah, that'll be fun. For sure. So hopefully we can get that worked out. But I will be back next week. I promise I'm not going anywhere except Huntsville. That's it. I promise I'll be back soon. But other than that, as always, my name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McClain. War Damn Eagle, everybody. We'll see you next time.
See you.